listening to Encouraging Words to Give You Hope. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage you with the words of hope God gives us in His Word. I'm your host, Hope Ann, the author and founder of Meditate Hope. Join me each week as we discuss several different topics, dive into God's Word together, and encourage ourselves in the Lord. So sit back, grab your Bible, and take some notes as we meditate on the encouragement God gives us in His Word. Are you ready? Let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode. It's Hope here, your host, and I'm finally back on the blog and podcast after a month of taking a break from posting blog posts and podcast episodes in March due to some other writing commitments and projects that I had going on. But this month I'm back on the podcast and new episodes will be releasing, God willing, every single Friday. So today is a special episode because it is the official 100th episode and also 2-year anniversary of this podcast to date. If you scroll back all the way to the beginning of this podcast, you'll see that the first episode, the trailer episode, was published on April 1st, 2020. So in this special celebration episode, I'll be sharing a bit of my story and founding the ministry where this podcast really branches out of, which is Meditate Hope Ministries, and also what God has taught me along the way and some encouragement for you. So let's get into today's episode. So the story of Meditate Hope really goes all the way back to April of 2017, about 5 years ago. And during this time, God started to reveal to me the gift of writing He had given me. In a simple Word document, I started writing short daily devotionals about whatever God laid on my heart. And initially, I wanted to start writing to be able to sell my devotionals in a monthly devotional package. But over time, God taught me that it was not about doing it for money, but for His glory. I emailed the devotional monthly to family and friends, naming it Encouraging Words to Give You Hope. A little over a year later, in September 2018, my devotionals went online in blog form. The devotionals changed to a bi-weekly basis during this time for adults and kids. And over time, as I continued to grow in my relationship with Jesus, my writing skills also developed. In April 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, God led me to start a podcast, this podcast, naming it Encouraging Words to Give You Hope, the original name of my first ever devotional. The first podcast episode, which I mentioned earlier, the trailer episode, released on April 1st, 2020, exactly 2 years ago. Into the following month of May, I was praying to the Lord to give me a new name for what would soon be my ministry name and new Instagram username. On May 1st, I started reading the book of Psalms, and God pointed out to me the word meditate in Psalm 1 verse 2, which says, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night." After much praying and God's guidance, God led me to name the ministry Meditate Hope, with a mission of encouraging people to meditate on the hope of Jesus, because when you do, it truly changes everything. Leading up to the launch of Meditate Hope's website, I researched a new website platform I could use to post my devotionals, which ended up being Weebly. And on May 7th, 2020, Meditate Hope's website was launched. Today, Meditate Hope is an online ministry that provides the everyday believer with weekly devotionals, podcast episodes, Christian resources, and encouragement. The podcast has over 12,000 total all-time listens with 100 episodes and counting, and has reached more than 30 countries. Almost 100 devotional blog posts have been published, and God has grown the ministry's Instagram page to over 25,000 followers. Founding this ministry to share the gospel through writing devotionals and recording podcast episodes has been quite a journey of highs and lows, but through it all, I give God all the glory for how He has grown this ministry exceedingly abundantly, more than I could ask or imagine. These past years, the Lord has stretched me, strengthened me, and taught me a lot along the way, and I would have accomplished none of this without Him. My prayer is that the Lord may continue to bless and grow this ministry for His glory alone and His kingdom, encouraging people with the message of hope found in Jesus. So that's the story of Meditate Hope. Just a couple highlights. And here are some things the Lord has taught me through this journey, and also some things that you can apply to your life too, even if you may not have an online ministry. The first thing the Lord has taught me has been through this simple phrase: it's all through Him, for Him, and by Him. In this, God has taught me that He is the source of it all. It's only through Him that this ministry is where it is today, and it's only through Him that I'm able to write these devotionals and record these podcast episodes. He is the one who has given me the strength and the wisdom and the guidance in every step of this journey. He has also taught me through this phrase that all is for His glory. Oftentimes, I can get caught up in wanting to do more, more, and more for more likes or even followers and podcast listens, but then God reminds me to come back to the heart of it all and the why, which is doing it for His glory. And then the last part of this phrase, by Him, reminds me that every aspect of this ministry is the work of His hand and His hand alone. Because when I truly take time to pause and humble myself before the Lord, I see that truly it was all Him and none of me. A verse God reminded me of through this lesson He has taught me is Colossians 3, verse 23 through 24, which says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." The second thing God has taught me through the journey of this ministry is that only Jesus satisfies. He alone is our source of nourishment and strength. Nothing in this world will do, and nothing else in this world will ever satisfy the void in us that only Jesus was meant to fill. No amount of likes or comments or listens could ever truly satisfy me. Only Jesus. This lesson reminds me of Psalm 16, verse 5 through 8, which says, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." And finally, the third thing God has taught me through the journey of this ministry is to not let ministry become an idol. Oftentimes, I can catch myself prioritizing things to do for this ministry rather than spending time in God's presence first and foremost. And that also goes back to the lesson that only Jesus satisfies. See how all these lessons work together and how God works? Nevertheless, God has reminded me often to prioritize Him first and seek Him first, for then, after that, everything else will be added and the blessing can then overflow. As it says in Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So why do I share the story of this ministry and the lessons God has taught me with you today in this special 100th podcast episode? Well, simply to just share and celebrate how God has worked in and through my life and this ministry. I am in awe of how God desires to use us, even though He could have chosen not to. So even if you don't have a quote-unquote online ministry, I encourage you with this today. God desires to use you in amazing ways, more than you can ever ask or imagine. But first, you got to take the first step and give Him your yes. You have to make yourself available for the Lord to use you. Whether it's sharing the gospel to those in your inner circle who may not know the Lord, or sharing God's word online, or serving at your local church, or whatever God calls you to do, it all starts with giving your yes to God. Whether you are young or old, God can use you and wants to use you. And to all the young people listening, may 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 be an encouragement to you today as well, which says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." No matter your past, what you've done, or how old you are, God desires to use you as a vessel for His kingdom and for His glory. But again, it all starts with that simple yes. I gave God my yes, and now I stand in awe of how God has blessed me and this ministry exceedingly abundantly, more than I could ask or imagine. Give God your yes and just wait and see the amazing ways He will use you. As it says in Ephesians 3, verse 20 through 21, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So that's the end of this special 100th episode. And quick reminder, don't forget to leave a rating and review for this podcast on the Apple Podcast app or a rating on Spotify to continue to support this podcast and help the good news reach more people. Especially after this 100th episode, I would love to hear in a short review how this podcast has blessed and encouraged you in your everyday life. Also, a reminder that all the links to the podcast, blog, Instagram, and all the things are linked in today's show notes. And with that, thank you for listening to this week's special 100th episode. Have a blessed week and talk to you soon.